Good morning. We want to welcome you here to our worship service this morning, and glad you guys all could be here on this cold, brisk morning. If you guys could see, we have some lovely flowers here and there in the church, and we had a nice celebration of life for Paige Winkle this last week, and what a great time that was to just see all the memories and all the family coming together to remember her and just what legacy she had in Christ, which was really cool. Today we have Christmas caroling this afternoon starting at 5, so come a little early so we can get stuff together and get going, and we can go sing to a bunch of people and have some fun with that. And then also our Sunday school Christmas program is during Sunday school hour today, so stick around for that. We'll go out, we'll have some cupcakes, and then we'll come in here and learn about the sweetest story ever told, the Christmas story of Jesus, okay? Then on December 18th, which is tomorrow, there's the ladies' event, the Wrap It Up event, where you come and bring your Christmas presents and wrap them and have a good time of fellowship and cookies and all that stuff. So come and go event. Please come and stay for a while. So then the Christmas Eve service is next Sunday night, December 24th at 5. And Pastor Jim is speaking for that one. Then our youth group lock-in is down at SBA on the 29th and 30th. That's starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to have some food, probably some pizza, some pop, and drinks and stuff, and no sleeping. And because why would you come to a lock-in and sleep? It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, but that'll be fun, and we'll have some fun times down there. Then Diana and I did buy a house, and we are moving. And so there's a new address in there. You guys can see that. It's over that way, over yonder. So you guys can drive by, see our lights at night or something. I don't know. But if you guys would like to receive church emails, prayer requests, announcements, different things like that, you can either talk to April Haig and get that to her, get your email, or you can email the email that's in there. That's the church email that you can send her your email to be put on the list. And then also with that, she's making updating church directory. If you feel like you want to do a different picture, maybe you think you look weird in the other one, I don't know, but just talk to her and you can get that information. And you do not have to be a member to have a page in the directory. So if you would like to be in there, if you'd like to have one, talk to April. She knows all that. And then Byron Bible Camp, you can see the announcement there with the upcoming winter retreats. And there's a bunch there that you guys can see there. So, are there any other announcements today? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship, and it is from Isaiah 43 through 5. And it says, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
Please stand as we join together in singing hymn 138. Go tell it on the mountain, 138. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels. that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Thank you for your singing. Please greet one another if you would this morning.
Well, good morning again. Grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. And know we are grateful to see everyone here, and knowing especially for the Sunday School Christmas program that we'll be following. Also, just a note about the Christmas Eve service. It is mostly run by those who want to volunteer to do things. That's the length of the service is designed to provide individuals who want to do a special music or reading, and there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So there wasn't a lot of names on there, but please, if you're anticipating coming and you'd like to do a special, please sign up so I can plan that for this week. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Again, continue to pray for the Nye and Winkler family with the passing of Paige. And then saw the updates yesterday that Grace and Stephen May's baby Elias was able to go home, but we'll continue to pray for his recovery, and especially with the antibiotics that they would kick in and they would be able to recover well at home. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Yeah, my brother Chuck is in rehab now and doing much better. So it's a slow process, but he's coming along. And Diane gave her a really good deal on where she's staying. She says, tell everybody thank you for the prayers.
Very much so. June's brother Chuck, broken pelvis a couple of weeks ago, but is in rehab, and his wife Diane was staying in the camper and were able to get a really great deal, but they truly appreciate people praying for them and continue to pray for them. Janelle.
I'm kind of a week early on this one, but my daughters will be with me next week for church, and they might not want me to say this, so on the 27th, Cindy will be leaving to go to Sweden and Norway with SDS
definitely will. Janelle and John's two daughters. Sydney's going to be going with SDSU. That's the choir?
Yep.
Okay, the choir trip to Sweden and Norway. And then their daughter Sarah is going to be heading to India. And so we'll be praying for their travels, but also for mom and dad and peace of mind and heart. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tim. Happy birthday. And this is a wonderful time of year to celebrate a birthday as well as celebrate the birth of Christ. And we do welcome the families that have come for the program. And we're grateful we can minister together. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. So Ernie's radiation treatments got moved up a bit, which was he was grateful for. And so 25 more trips back and forth to Pier. But we will be praying, one, for safety and travels, but two, for these treatments to be working. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities we have at this time of year, as we are reminded that you sent your Son into this world. We thank you for the opportunities we have to get together to celebrate his birth, and always being reminded that the cradle is empty, but we're also grateful that the cross is empty and the tomb is empty, because your Son is seated at your right hand. He has accomplished his work on the cross, but he continually works with us, interceding before you on our behalf of the sending of your Holy Spirit into our lives to conform us to the image of Christ. And Father, we know that we are a people that did not deserve your Son to come. But you tell us that while we were yet sinners, in fact, while we were still your enemies, Christ died for us. And so, Father, we can now have peace with you through the death and resurrection and the ascension of your Son. And as we think of the opportunities we have throughout our community, throughout our families, we do lift up these requests to you. We continue to pray for the Nye family and Winkler family and the extended friends of Paige, that you would continue to minister through the hope that we have in Christ. Father, we also lift up Grace and Stephen and little Elias, that you would continue to heal, that you would give them as parents the strength and energy they need, that you would give calmness to Greg and Paula with the distance being so far away. And we're grateful that he is back home. We also lift up June's brother Chuck as he goes through rehab in the weeks ahead. Pray that his body would heal. We're grateful for the answer of prayer, not only for a place to stay, but how you have moved to make that possible. And we pray that you would continue to be an ever-present help for them. We also lift up the travel of this time of year, of getting to and from family, traveling around our country, and the weather. We pray for safety and travels, and especially lift up Sydney with the SDSU choir and their trip to Sweden and Norway, that you would help them in making the connections. Pray for Sarah and her trip to India, that you would give peace of mind and heart to Janelle and John, and that both girls would experience what life is like in a place other than the United States and open their eyes to see ways that you're working. Father, we also lift up Ernie and his radiation treatments, grateful that they have started, and we pray for safe travels in the weeks ahead, that you would keep his energy level up, that these treatments would be taking care of the cancer. We know as the great physician, you both use your miraculous hand and modern medical technology go hand in hand, and So we pray for a good outcome. And as we think of the ministries of our church, we thank you for our Sunday school program and the opportunity of our students being able to take time for the leaders that have invested in the program, and that as family we can come and enjoy. And again, to see your son's name lifted high. Father, we pray for our youth group and the plans for the lock-in. For all of our students, as Christmas break is coming, we pray that you'll help them to finish the semester well. For our missionaries around the world, we lift up Andrew and Marissa, and grateful for the ministry they have at Frontier and the break that they're on with their winter break. We pray for the students of Frontier as they heed your calling in their lives, that you would make very plain your plan for the next steps. For Andrew and Marissa, we pray that you would be with their family, keep them healthy this time of year. And for Andrew, we pray that you would help him to be mentoring and coaching and teaching the next generation of Christian leaders. We lift up our world to you, and the unrest that we see, we know that the Prince of Peace has come, and one day he will come again. And we pray that that day would be soon. But until that time, help us to be found working for you, for praying for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of our world, that we know only can come through Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would take this offering and use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
about that. Are we there? Sort of. Thank you, Tyler and Janelle. That was quite beautiful, as your playing always is. Certainly gives us something a little bit extra to enjoy. Again, I'd like to welcome all of you, especially our visitors here today, and invite you to sing a few more Christmas songs with us here this morning. Stand up, please.
Oh,
This next song is one that might be new to some of you. It was done as a special about 3-ish years ago. But we'll give it a try. I think you'll catch on. We learn new songs all the time. Ooh.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love for us and for the gift of your Son, Jesus, to make possible the forgiveness of our sins so that we might be reconciled to you. In Jesus' name we pray.